And at this point, we ordered the ipilimumab, nivolumab. We're going to keep the BRAF MEK inhibitor going until the day that we start ipi/nivo. And then we're going to follow him weekly in the clinic to make sure that his disease doesn't come roaring back when he's off the drugs.
I'm going to guess that if I presented this to a whole bunch of melanoma investigators, not all of them would do exactly what you did, at least in terms of adding the ipi/nivo. Oh, this is the one progression you're going to keep
No,
him?
no, no, no.
That's what I thought. You're just going to go ahead and switch him.
I'm switching him at 6 weeks.
So am I correct in saying not necessarily all investigators would do that, or you think most people would?
Not all investigators would do that.
I've never even heard people talk about this, to be honest with you.
You mean switching over?
Yeah, just switching over in somebody who's responding well to BRAF MEK therapy.
We know from the data that these people will do horribly if you just keep them on the BRAF MEK inhibitors. Now, if you switch them at the very first sign of progression, that might be okay. If you give them ipi/nivo at the very first sign of progression off the BRAF MEK inhibitors, they might do just as well. But when they start to progress, sometimes they can progress very rapidly.
I mean, aren't there patients, though, with very, very prolonged responses to BRAF MEK inhibition? I mean, like 5 years or more?
In this subgroup, not many.
Because of this subgroup, I see. So this strategy is really, so you wouldn't necessarily do this for some other patient.
Oh, no.
I see it's because of the tumor burden.